Dark. If you had just one word to describe the powerful, incisive version of Amadeus at Second Story, that might be it. After all, even when you enter the performing space, you notice the dim. A couple of lights, a candle or two, and that's it. Watch your step, and maybe get out those reading glasses if you care to check the program. You see, Second Story's co-founder, the redoubtable Pat Hegnauer, has never been one to follow a path. Her productions over the years have, more often than not, taken a different trip, a new look. And in Amadeus, she has gone for, well, call it period. During the 18th century, things were, of course, a lot darker than they are now. And in this version, as Mozart struggles and often fails to achieve public success at the court of Joseph II, the Holy Roman Emperor, Hegnauer shows that very well. Her leading man, Second Story's other co-founder, Ed Shea, spends nearly the entire production with a lighted candle in his hand. As Antonio Salieri, the most famous musician of his time, he struggles not only to slow the progress of the young, brilliant upstart Mozart, but to argue with God, no less. And here is another change in this version of Amadeus. On Broadway, great actors such as Ian McKellen and John Wood emphasize the interplay between Salieri and Mozart. The view was that Salieri's first order of business was to keep the brilliant youngster down to ensure his own continued success. But Hegnauer's production emphasizes another war, one between Salieri and God. Clearly, the musician-composer is struggling to impress God himself. He's hoping his actions will bring God's reward and not punishment. It's a very personal look at a human's relation with the Almighty, and at Second Story it works very well indeed. A lot of that is due to Shea's convincing performance, which masterfully carries several threads. Dressed throughout in dark, threadbare clothes and dirty old gray beanie, Shea's eyes flash in turn with desire, with resentment, with anxiety, and most of all, with need. He creates a man for whom there's never enough, never real success. God help him. And most of the others, too. Andrew Iacovelli makes Mozart into a little guy with big hopes and a dizzy personality. Whether it's fart jokes, enjoying being spanked by his wife, or just plain being an obstreperous little jerk, Iacovelli is a hoot. So is John Michael Richardson as Joseph II, foppish and entitled, vividly goofy, but more sharp than you might think. Richardson's Emperor brings light to this dark work. As Mozart's wife, Valerie Westgate, is long-suffering, funny, and sharp. The rest of the large cast is on the ball, too. Ron Cesario's super costumes run from tattered to giddy. Oh, those golden shoes on His Majesty. But in the end, it is director Hegnauer's take, fresh and with feeling, that makes Amadeus at Second Story a different view and a show not to miss.